Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're counting down the days. Eight of them remain until things get started in the city of Philadelphia, and we're talking about the 2017 NFL Draft. Excuse me, and it's an exciting time for all these prospects as they know the days are really getting close and all the hard work that they've put in is going to kind of come to fruition for them. But we have the former Delaware standout, and then he went his final season, the West Virginia Westland. It's the standout defensive end, Jihad Abdul-Rahman. Hey, Jihad, we appreciate you kind of taking some time. Can you believe your collegiate career has kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for the next level?
No, man, I can't believe it. Last year, I thought it was finished until I found out that I had another year, decided not to go through with the entire process.
And how does that come about? You know, because I hear so many stories like that. You kind of find out at weird moments. But, you know, when do you kind of find out, and how does that process even start?
I mean, basically, like, I started playing football later. So, I mean, I only played three years total, but at that point I only played 2 years, and you know, my dad was nagging me like, you need to come back to play another year, you need to get more film at defensive end, you know, get more film. And I was like, for a second I was being hard headed, and I was like, no, I just want to make a jump at it, you know. So I end up, he ended up being right.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, if he listens in, or he listens into later, I'm going to give him props right now. He's exactly right. You need as much film as you can, and the most recent film was always the best film as well. So, like I said, your dad definitely, you know, dads are always wise, and like I said, he definitely kind of helped you there. I'm curious. I mean, I know you in terms of just peewee type football, I mean, did you play peewee and kind of, you know, Pop Warner, JV, high school? I mean, obviously, I know you played high school, but, I mean, did you kind of play football your whole life?
No, actually, then I played basketball my whole life. I didn't play football until my junior year in college.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, I was going over your bio and I saw that you arrived at Delaware. So how does that come about, man? Are you playing basketball at college level? Or I mean, now you got me hooked, man.
Yeah, I played basketball for a year in Talladega, Alabama, which is like a D2 NAIA school. I originally went there to play basketball, and then, I mean, I was going to transfer to a D1 because I was like, I'm a D1 player. I just was on the scene late in high school. So at this time, I was like 6'3", like around like 205, 210. And I got an offer to – I went to this transfer showcase. And I did really well, and I got an offer from Alabama A&M. And then my dad was at Delaware State. He was like, they need guards, like, really bad. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go up there and work out. I worked out for them. They offered me a scholarship, and I went up there. And when I went up there, what kind of didn't pan out. So my dad was like, he was the D-line coach at the time. He was like, yeah, I think you should come out for the football team in spring, and the rest is history.
Wow, that is crazy. And obviously you've been able to pack on some pounds. I see a lot of different variables of your height and weight, but I mean, 6'3", and what's the current weight right now?
The current weight right now is 253 pounds. That's the current weight. So I dropped some weight from last year, because last year I played more of inside. So this year I wanted to play my realistic position. So I dropped like 17 pounds. So I could be a little quicker.
Naturally, and obviously, you probably definitely feel quicker, and obviously, be able to kind of, you know, really utilize your ability coming off the edge with that. For you, I mean, when do you kind of get the mindset? I'm intrigued by this because, you know, I mean, we talk with a lot of guys, so I mean, usually it's just kind of the same, you know, routine that, you know, you kind of, you know, you got recruited and then you went, you know, you played your 4 or 5 years of college football and that was it. But obviously you've got a little, you know, uniqueness to how you got here. I mean, for you, I mean, in such a short amount of time, when do you kind of get the idea that, hey, you know what, I got a shot to play on Sundays?
I mean, I think it happened my the first year I played. Like, it was weird because like the first camp I had, like, I was, to be honest, like, I was getting killed by O linemen, man. I was like, they were trying to embarrass me because I like, you know, like, I was always athletic, but I wasn't. I was, when I moved to D line, like, I was like 230, 235, probably 228,
oh, yeah,
less than that. So these linemen were bigger or whatever. So, I mean, my junior year, I played with a really good defensive end. He played with the Arizona Cardinals right now, Ronnie Gunner. We played
okay.
Temple, and you know Temple's pretty good. And I had like one or two TFLs, like I was just shooting a gap. Like my defensive coordinator, he was a good dude. He was like, Jihad, I don't want you to think. I just want you to run through the gap when they snap the ball. So that's all I was doing, was just running through the gap. And so a few scouts noticed me, like the end of my junior year. Yeah, the end of my junior year, my coach was like, I had a friend of mine that was a prospect too. They was like, the Bears asked about you. I was like, really? You know, so I was like, okay. So
that is fantastic. I mean, one, that just is a mental boost. I mean, it kind of just create a foundation that I can build off this, and you know you're getting recognized and they're taking notice. I mean, my positive words can just go such a long way in kind of building momentum towards, you know, you being where you're at today. And obviously you're a short amount of time. And, I got the notes. I've heard you got some interest from the 49ers. I'm sure that's a fantastic, thing to know. Before, we got so much to talk about, but kind of let's get into your pro day and how did that go for you?
Now, my pro day went really good for me. I mean, I didn't do as many bench press reps I wanted to do. I mean, in training I was doing around like 21, 22. I only got 17. My 40 was in the 4.8s. Some of the coaches that were there, like some of the school coaches, the sub coaches, they had me at a good time. So I was running in the 4.8s, high 4.7s, and
okay.
My vert was around 30. And my shuttles were really good. I felt really great about my shuttles and my three cone, and my position work was great. Like the 49ers worked me out for that. So I feel like I had a good overall pro day, and I look really good.
Excellent.
So I mean, I was on this crazy diet, so.
That helps.
It helped.
It's fair to say that Jihab Abdul Rahman was kind of looking in the mirror a little bit more than usual.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I never looked like that before. So I had a good trainer. His name is Tim Bowie. He trains in Delaware at Peak Performance. So he did a good job. He tried to kill me every day, but he did a good job.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Once again, Jihab Abdul Rahman. Here on the C2P, as we talk some NFL draft, this young man, as he makes his path towards the next level and obviously showed some unique insight to kind of how he got to the position where he's at. Not a lot of guys kind of take this route, but he's made the most of it, and he's knocking on the draft door for next week, 27th through the 29th in Philadelphia. I think your ability to kind of have some burst and explode, you said, you know, you can shoot the gaps, but I asked this of all the guys that come on the show. I mean, if you throw you in the film room with some scouts right now, I mean, what are those traits and qualities that make you special that they're going to see you on film that's going to kind of pop?
I mean, I think the ability to not stay blocked for a long time. Like, you know how they talk about people getting off blocks. Like I rarely like stay on blocks. Like when I'm, even when like I love stopping around. You know, a lot of people like to pass rush and all this good stuff and all the pretty stuff. I like to stop the run. So I mean, just getting off blocks quicker is I think it's a big boost for me.
Nice. What goes unnoticed about you? I mean, did your defense maybe disallow you to showcase certain skills? I mean, the system you run doesn't always afford you opportunities to showcase other things. Is there anything out there, I guess, that you need scouts to know that if didn't necessarily see this on film, it's something you feel pretty confident in doing?
You know what I think it's rushing the passer. I think that this year, I think my stats didn't line up with my film, how my film looked. Like the last year at Dell State, I had a really, really good year on the stat sheet. This year it was a lot different. This year, like teams game plan for me. You know, I was a preseason All-American, so like I was out there. You know what I'm saying? Like teams would slide to me, would double team, would run away from me. They would like run away from me a lot, bro. So I mean, like I feel like my stats don't match up. Like I know scouts probably look at my stats like, you know, this guy's from a small school. His stats not really matching up with how his film look. And to be honest, like I made a lot of plays this year, but I just think the kind of player I am, I think it doesn't match up with the stat sheet.
Nice. I'm glad you brought that up, man. You did a really good job of explaining that too. Cause like I said, I mean, we do pass this off to scouts and coaches. I knew they listen in, you know, if they're, you know, when they want. So I mean, that's a great way to kind of get your point across. Like I said, very impressed with that answer, man. Like I said, you really helped yourself there. How about things they can't see on film at all, like leadership qualities, game film study? Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, anything there that they need to know about that, you know, again, kind of helps put a, you know, a check mark plus next to your name?
I think it's the film study part. Like, on film, like, I watch a lot of film, and that's – I kind of, like, had a taste of how the NFL works because I had one class – well, I had three classes this past and this season – but I only had class once a week, so the whole week I had a chance to watch film. That's all I was doing was watching film and practicing. So I think my film study, like I was literally calling out plays during the game, and people would ask me, even linebackers or safety would ask me, "Jahad, what's coming?" You know, I would tell them before the game, or I would tell them in practice, and it would be the same thing in the game. So film study is big for me.
Nice. I love it. I love film junkies. Let me ask you this one. Now, sometimes, you know, something comes immediately off the top of the head, but can you think it could be either school where you were at, but I mean, can you think of a game where you spent all week leading up to Saturday rolls around and what you saw on film kind of comes to fruition and you either make a play or you help a teammate make a play, like a big play?
I'm going to say that's a good question. So you're saying like, you seen it already, and you called it out, and you made the play.
Yeah. You know, you're watching film, and you're saying, "Oh, you know, yeah. Mama does this," and go ahead.
I'm gonna go with when I was at West Lane. We played this team called. They were ranked in Division II last year, and they went to national tournament the year before. They were Charleston University. They run the same play. Like, they're like a stubborn team. They run power. And they line them up in a certain way. So the dude ran power. It was a vital part of the game. And I got a tackle for loss and ended up changing the whole game. We ended up winning. So, but my
– Nice.
The linebackers we had, they really keyed off of me because I really knew a lot what was going on during the game.
Nice, man. Excellent stuff. Once again, Jahad Abdul-Rahman here on the C2P as we talk some draft. We're almost out of time, Jahad, but we always want to shoot some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right. Now, female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out, quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Man, that's tough again. That's tough again. You know, I got a girlfriend, but... probably Kylie Bunbury. She plays on a show called Pitch. I don't know if you ever seen it.
No, I've never seen it.
Kylie Bunbury.
I'm gonna Google it right now. There you go.
Yeah.
You got
Google
good
it
taste.
Right now.
I'm looking at her face right now. Yeah, you definitely, I definitely let you decorate my house, Jahad. You got good taste, my man.
Yeah,
I love getting a new name, man. You know why? Because I get the same names. Like, you know, we do so many shows, and it's Rihanna, Beyonce, making, you know what I mean? Jennifer Lawrence, you know, it's just like, I get a new name, I'm like, oh, man, let me look. So, yeah, I'm good. I immediately, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful young lady. Yeah. Good taste, my man. Yeah. How about this one? Coach Summers. Does anybody do a great Coach Summers. Coach Smith. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Smith? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Coach Smith. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I can't really do a great impression of him. I mean, I could do one, but my teammates, they're hilarious with it. Like, I have one of my teammates, he's hilarious. We got a nickname for him. We call him Mike the Guy. His name Mike Anderson. He's a really good player. He was his position coach, actually. He impersonates him all the time. So.
Excellent. I love it when I hear a good story about the coach getting scorched a little bit. And then the final one before we let you go today, Eric Dorsey, he paints and puts the designs on your cleats. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. If he could have any theme or idea sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to walk away with?
I would say always. I would have a theme saying always forward.
Nice.
Because basically, like, the past is the past, and you only can go forward. Like, you can't change the past, but you can always change the future.
Excellent, man. I dig it, man. I'm digging what you're doing, and obviously excited for you to hear where you land next week. But, hey, we tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout Delaware State turned West Virginia Westland standout defensive end Jihad Abdul-Rahman here on the C2P. If you folks want to listen to more of him, check it out at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio, and then we can't wait to get his bio page. We always like to say it'll be your one-stop and shopper, everything you're going to need to know about him when you hear his name next week or where you find out where he lands on that 53-man roster. As always, I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Appreciate you staying and listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.